You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What's today's date? Today is Thursday. A little bit closer to Friday. By the time I get off air, we're going to be closer to the weekend. Shout out to everybody listening on all of our local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Everybody listening on the freeradio.com app. Sirius XM channel 206. Apple Music. I don't care if you're at work, at home, on the road. I appreciate you. I really do. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs. Like I said, I'm going to be here until Friday rolls around. I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours. It's real simple. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. And we have a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss over these next 4 hours. The NCAA, they've basically decided that they're not going to have championships for fall sports. At least college football will still be able to try and have their college football playoff. Sucks for all the other sports. They've probably already been whooped to death already. The NBA, the Western Conference, they're trying to figure out who's going to take over that eighth slot. And it may take a few days to do that with the play-in game. The Portland Trail Blazers are playing right now against the Brooklyn Nets, trying to ensure their opportunity at maintaining that eighth spot. It's going to boil down to the Trail Blazers, the Phoenix Suns, the Memphis Grizzlies. We have a Seattle Seahawk. He couldn't help his, manly urges, and he tried to sneak a woman into the team hotel wearing Seahawks gear. He was promptly cut. So there's a lot to talk about. We're going to get into it all. We're going to talk about Kittle with that new contract that he got. Between him and Kelce, we know they're the best tight ends in the game. Who would you go about choosing? If you were starting your franchise, which one would you choose? They're kind of the same, but they're also very different. One is a better route runner. One is more physical. I'm going to tell you who I would choose. But at the end of the day, Kittle got paid, and it's being reported that Kelce is about to get paid too. So there's no doubt about that. In addition, man, what a day. There's just more going on in the NBA bubble. There's Brett Favre. We briefly spoke about it last night. But last night, the phone lines were blowing up. And that's a great thing. That's a good thing. I love to hear from you all. And if you don't know the number, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also send me a tweet at JR Sport Brief. Listen, Michael Irvin and the Cowboys were just gone all over the place yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to really talk about it. But Jerry Jones, he's pretty much still on the fence, it sounds like, as to whether he's going to support his players kneeling or not kneeling. And at this point, who cares? Just it's all about actionable items. Let's actually get to the core issues and not worry about that. But then also, Michael Irvin said something pretty wild just over the past 2 days. And I had to go and do a double take. And I know Michael Irvin, you know, he's had his fun. He's had his days. And pretty much right now, Michael Irvin is paid to say wild things. And I don't know if what you're about to hear is the best comparison. So first of all, I'm happy and thrilled that we're on our way, it looks like, to NFL football. I'm happy and thrilled that it looks like we're going to have NFL football in a safe environment. The NFL, as I told you all last night, based on their recent COVID-19 testings, it looks like, or appears, that less than 1% of everyone tested throughout the league, they have about 0.5% positivity rate. Now, I ain't no doctor, I'm not a statistician, but I can tell you that sounds pretty damn good. It sounds like up until now, and no, players have not really gone full bore into physical contact. We have to wait a few more days for that. But things sound good, and we have to see what that's going to look like as we move forward. Now, that's the NFL, and I actually look forward to a lot of the action. I'm looking forward to seeing if the Chiefs can go out there and repeat. It's never easy to repeat in the NFL. The league is built for parity. It's built for ups and downs. The New England Patriots are an anomaly, and the Kansas City Chiefs are one of many teams that have a ridiculous offense. And having Kelce there, who looks like he's going to get paid, they look like they're on their way. They definitely will be in contention in the AFC. But when you talk about the NFC, and this is where I can get back to Michael Irvin, he was on the NFL Network where he says wild and amazing things. And he actually put in his two cents about the Cowboys adding CeeDee Lamb. And we know they were fortunate to be able to draft him 17th overall this year out of Oklahoma. And CeeDee Lamb looks like he is going to be a game changer in the NFL if you just look at his college stats from Oklahoma. I mean, the past three seasons, well, he only played 3 years, but every single season, his numbers have increased. Last season, he finished at Oklahoma with a little more than 1,300 yards and 14 touchdowns. The year prior, he had 1,100 yards and 11 TDs, and I actually expect him to be a game changer in the NFL. Now, Michael Irvin, listen to his comparison about just the Dallas Cowboys adding CeeDee Lamb to their offense. Listen.
Adding him is like Kevin Durant being added to that Warriors team, especially offensively. They were already great offensively, and they got one of the best players and one of the best young talents at wide receiver in the National Football League. It is crazy what the Dallas Cowboys have an opportunity to do.
It's crazy that you can go ahead and just make that comparison. I get it. I mean, but is it? It's apples to oranges, first of all. NFL, NBA, yes, we know. Two different sports. But when you talk about the legacy of Kevin Durant is already one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He's one of the best human beings to ever pick up a basketball and play the game at its highest level. Do we want to really go that far and compare him to CeeDee Lamb? Do we want to say that a rookie who hasn't played a snap in the NFL is akin to Kevin Durant? Just because we want to say, oh, one talented guy goes to another talented roster and he can help them out. Yeah, but Kevin Durant, is that where we see CeeDee Lamb's talent? Are we going to say that CeeDee Lamb is going to be in the lines of, I don't know, a conversation of a Jerry Rice, of a Randy Moss? I mean, maybe he will be, but I think it's a little too early, and I don't think the comparison makes all that much damn sense. So I want to go ahead and give Michael Irvin a pat on the back. I want to give him producer Stu. What do you give someone who tries? What is it, like a E for effort? Is that what they do in school?
Yeah, maybe like a participation trophy, something like that.
Yeah, let's give Michael Irvin a participation trophy for trying. He gets an E for effort and whatever else that you give your kids when you want to give them dumb awards that will probably ruin their self-confidence. Congratulations, Michael Irvin. Now, despite that ill comparison, I actually want to go ahead and say, yeah, I understand what he was saying. The Dallas Cowboys offense should be off the chain. The Dallas Cowboys offense should be moving all of the chains. When you have Ezekiel Elliott, and a lot of people are looking at Ezekiel Elliott and going, okay, is he still the best running back in football? And any given Sunday, he definitely can be. You still have a Dak Prescott. Last night, we were talking about players who have a whole lot to prove. You know, I wouldn't necessarily put Dak Prescott all the way at the top of my list. think there's some other quarterbacks who might be actually losing their jobs, and Dak Prescott continues to get paid. Whether or not he has a longer-term or shorter-term deal, Dak Prescott got a lot of weapons to play around with. And you can look at a CeeDee Lamb. You can look at an Amari Cooper. You can look at a Michael Gallup. I mean, even a couple of weeks ago, Amari Cooper came out and he said, we have the ability with our receiving core to go out and have three receivers, all who can go out and catch 1,000 yards worth of passes. And that's only been done five times in NFL history. Amari Cooper last year, more than 1,100 yards, eight touchdowns. Another young wide receiver, Michael Gallup, just went over 11,000 yards. He had six touchdowns. And you can imagine CeeDee Lamb, unless he's really behind the eight ball when it comes down to being a rookie in the NFL, I'm going to imagine that CeeDee Lamb, he's going to be a beneficiary. This is like best case scenario. When you think about, well, pick your poison, CeeDee Lamb lines up right amongst the other two. And he may actually be the best wide receiver of the group, and he hasn't played a snap yet. I just hope that this offseason, which has basically been a kick in the behind for everybody when it comes to preparation, I hope that CeeDee Lamb has a full understanding of the offense. I hope that CeeDee Lamb is fully prepared physically to participate in the NFL. And ultimately, I hope he is prepared to go out and make an impact as an NFL receiver. And he does have the help of all of the other talent that is around him. The Dallas Cowboys offense is going to be pretty damn good. And it's going to lead to some guys getting paid. Hi, Dak Prescott. I don't think you can keep franchise tagging Dak. That number may continue to go up. You ain't paying him Pat Mahomes money. And Jerry Jones was pretty steadfast on, hey, we want to go ahead and keep him here long term. And Dak Prescott has also made it clear over the past several days he wants to be a member of the Dallas Cowboys long term. So Michael Irvin might come out and he might make silly comparisons between the Golden State Warriors adding Kevin Durant to CeeDee Lamb as a rookie joining the Dallas Cowboys. But at the end of the day, Michael Irvin has an awesome point, and that's that CeeDee Lamb is being added to an amazing offense. And the Dallas Cowboys, they aren't the only amazing offense in the league. The whole entire NFL has just blown up from an offensive standpoint. We have rules, obviously, that protect the quarterback. You want to see these guys standing upright for the majority of their careers. Quarterbacks are playing longer. We got to look at Tom Brady, who's 43 years old, still go out there and throw around the pigskin. Guys like Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and Drew Brees, who's already in his 40s, they've all said that's exactly what we want to do. And we have offensive passing numbers that we have never seen before. It's pretty normal right now to see someone air the ball out for 5,000 yards. That's ridiculous. Used to see quarterbacks as recently as like 20 years ago, if you can get to 3,000, that was a hell of a benchmark. But defense is going out the window. You know, I don't want to say the NFL has gone the way of all or nothing, but it's like home run ball right now. 5,000 yards. We had a loser quarterback like Jameis Winston go out there and air it out, and then he went 30 for 30 for the wrong reasons, having a 30-30 season, 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, okay? So even a loser can go out and put up amazing numbers. But we have seen what winners can do. We saw what Pat Mahomes can put up. We have seen what Tom Brady might do. We've seen what he can do. What is he going to do at 43 with all of the weapons around him? When you think about in Evans and you think about bringing back a Gronkowski, what about the Ravens? We want to talk about passing quarterbacks. Well, you might say the best passing quarterback last year was also the best running quarterback. That's why he was the damn MVP. Lamar Jackson threw for 36 touchdowns, only had six interceptions, and oh yeah, by the way, he broke the record for rushing yards by a quarterback. 1,206. Lamar Jackson and that Ravens offense is going to continue to get better. What do you think he's going to do in another year with Hollywood Brown? What do you think he's going to do with another rushing addition in Dobbins, who's now drafted onto that team? The Falcons. I don't know what they're going to do necessarily with defense. We have to see if they don't run Todd Gurley into the ground, but they certainly have plenty of other running backs behind him. But the Falcons, you know, Matt Ryan actually was an NFL MVP at one point in time. And I always like to say Matt Ryan is underrated and underappreciated. So we have some teams that will put up numbers. Drew Brees and the Saints. You can talk about Drew Brees and is his arm strength and power still there? I say, yeah, he's still got that quick release. As long as you can get rid of the football, I guess that's what matters, huh? You still have Manny Sanders opposite Michael Thomas, who you can pretty much be assured he's going to haul in more than 130 passes. We have a lot of teams that can light it up. And the Dallas Cowboys, they may be leading the entire fray. Last season, when you want to think about what the Ravens did, as a team, had more than 4,000 yards rushing, broke the NFL record for team rushing offense. It wouldn't surprise me if we had another team this year come out and blow some type of record out of the water. What team is going to have the best offense this upcoming season? We might actually have some surprises. Last night, I had to kind of listen to a caller and laughed a little bit when he spoke about the Lions. And it wasn't about the Lions' offense. It was about how Matt Stafford was going to come out and be NFL MVP. I mean, that would actually mean that the Lions won something. I don't know if that's going to happen. But it wouldn't surprise me if the Lions, with a lot of their young offensive weapons, from Jones to Galladay to now drafting Swift, I wouldn't be surprised if they put up numbers. They'd actually have to win. So I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. Which NFL team is going to have the best offense? Which NFL team is going to have the most explosive offense? Who is going to put up the most points? Obviously, the best player in the NFL is Pat Mahomes. You look at Lamar Jackson. He is a video game. You think about the Dallas Cowboys and the weapons that they have. What about the 49ers? Are they going to continue to grow with their rushing attack? There are plenty of offensive teams in the league. Call me up right now and tell me which team is going to be the best. I actually still like the Chiefs. It's like every game is a track meet. Call me up. Tell me which team has the best offense. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Second and six. Kyler back to pass quickly. Flush to his right. Gets out of the pocket. Lobs downfield. Wide open CD. And he's going to go. It's a touchdown. A 37-yard touchdown pass from Kyler Murray to CD Lamb. He was open by an acre and a half.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. A little bit of a throwback clip and audio. Kyler Murray to CD Lamb. Michael Irvin says that the Dallas Cowboys adding CD Lamb is like the Golden State Warriors adding Kevin Durant. I don't know if I'd make that comparison, but I certainly understand what he says, okay? The Dallas Cowboys offense is stacked. Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, Ezekiel Elliott. It goes on and on and on. That offense is definitely going to put up some points. And the Dallas Cowboys, what else is new? They have one of the NFL's best offensive lines. It still remains that to this day. I've opened up the phone lines to you, 855-212-4CBS. Who has the best offense in the NFL? You know, we just heard about Kyler Murray. You know, the Cards with Hopkins now, I think they're going to make some noise offensively. I actually think the Raiders might surprise some folks here and there. Phone lines open to you. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit Geico.com to learn more. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. What NFL team has the best offense? Who's going to put up the best numbers in 2020? Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up. We have PJ, who's calling from South Carolina. PJ, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Please, go on ahead.
What's up, homie? It's DJ, but what's up?
I'm good, DJ. What you thinking?
All right, man. So listen to this. So I'm a Carolina Panthers fan. We let go of Cam, signed Teddy. A lot of hate for that. I think it was 100% the right move. We also signed Robbie Anderson, who, in my opinion, very underrated wide receiver. In the right scheme, he could put up big numbers. As you already know, we got Christian McCaffrey. DJ Moore, another very underrated wide receiver, I think. He could be a number one receiver on a lot of teams. We got Joe Brady from LSU. He, crazy numbers for LSU. You know, I don't know if it's going to translate to the NFL. I hope so. I think it could. Curtis Samuel, we have offensive line is a big question for the Panthers. We got a young defense, but it's about offense.
Sure.
So
go ahead, finish.
Yeah, so I think the Panthers could be a big sleeper, man. With Teddy coming from the Saints, learning behind Drew Brees for, I think it was 2 years. Yeah, man, I think the Panthers can make noise.
Well, okay, that's a good point. There's a lot of ifs there. I don't know if I'm necessarily as high on Robbie Anderson. The guy just runs in a straight line. But I'll say this. We're talking about which team is going to have the best offense. The Panthers, can they make some noise? Can they be underrated when you have an offense that's just like, let's get Christian McCaffrey the ball? The answer is yes. But I ask you this. Which team do you think is going to have the best offense? You know it ain't damn well the Panthers.
Yeah, well, if I had to pick a team that wasn't the Panthers, it's the Chiefs all day, man.
Okay.
You know, man.
Okay, now we're making some sense. I appreciate you for calling up from the Carolinas, all right?
All right, man. Thanks so much.
No, I appreciate you. Let's talk to Q-Ball. Q-Ball is calling up from South Carolina as well. Q-Ball, you're on CBS Sports Radio. I know Q-Ball is a big Dallas Cowboys fan. Listen, people, prepare yourselves. Q-Ball, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, you already know what it is, baby. You can talk the talk, and you can walk the walk. But I ain't got but one thing to say. How about them Cowboys? You know what's going down this year, JR, baby. You all know what time it is. Why would you ask a foolish question like that, JR? Talk to your boy, man. Come on, rap with me now. Talk to me, JR.
Well, I certainly agreed with Michael Irvin about the weapons that are there, but I think you can do it in a more entertaining fashion. Please, tell all of our viewers and listeners around the United States of America and the world why the Cowboys have the best offense. Go.
Hey, man, we just added that other missing piece to the puzzle, baby. That CD Lamb, baby. Now we got the three heads like we had with Michael Irvin and Alvin Harper, and all them boys were together. Well, we got the tight end. We got the running back, we got the offensive line, and we got the quarterback. I mean, JR, one more I need to say to America, baby. We got all the pieces put together. Now we already got to do a transition that thing and make it all come together, baby, like glue, baby. You know what time it is, JR. Hey, JR, you know what we headed to, baby, when we get that thing, NFC East.
Wait. Q-Ball, do me a favor. Tell me where the Dallas Cowboys are going with all of this offense.
We going to the Super Bowl, baby. Talk to your boy, JR. You know what time it is, man. Don't be asking me no foolish questions like that. You know we're going to the Super Bowl, baby. Come on, JR.
I appreciate you, Q-Ball. Shout-outs to Q-Ball for calling up from South Carolina. You be well, Q-Ball. I'll talk to you soon, brother, okay?
Appreciate you, brother. Love you, man.
No doubt. Love you back. Shout-outs to Q-Ball calling up from South Carolina. I need the Cowboys fans to call me up right now. The Cowboys fans are so effusive about their team and their squad. Damn, the team hasn't won since 95. I get it, but every year the Super Bowl? At what point in time does it stop? Like, let it happen. Like, this year would be a disappointment if they don't compete. You added Everson Griffin, you still have Lawrence, you got some OGs and McCoy and Poe. I mean, come on. Kenneth is calling up from Virginia. Kenneth, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You ain't going to tell me the Cowboys too, are you?
No, man, I'm a Phillies fan. See, that's the thing about Cowboys being delusional, man. It makes me sick. All right. We have a tight end.
Oh, Kenneth, do me a favor, Ken. Call me back. I felt like I was in the fish tank with you, Ken. I wanted to know what you said. I don't know what you said. All I heard was, no, I'm Cowboys, Eagles. All I heard was I'm an Eagles fan. And I don't want to, I can talk about the Eagles, but I want to give you your chance to do it. Obviously, you're high on the health of Carson Wentz. You like Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz needs some of that money, too. All these tight ends are getting some cash. But call me back, Ken. I don't know what the hell you had going on there. Quigley is calling up from New Mexico. Quigley, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What team is going to have the best offense in 2020?
Good evening, sir.
So formal.
There's four teams that I'm looking at, and I know I got to pick one. Mm-hmm. But Baltimore, of course, Kansas City, possibly Tampa Bay, but I mean, they're going to go far, but not as far as I'd like. And you've got the Browns. If the Browns can get their quarterback to get his act together, they could make some noise.
Well, Jarvis Landry has to be healthy too, by the way.
Yeah, they got some injuries, but I mean, I'm talking, if everybody's healthy, I would still pick Baltimore, but those other teams are right behind them. I mean, you can't go wrong with Mahomes. I mean, that's...
that goes, you know, without saying, right?
Find a way to win.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens' rushing attack was already crazy, and then they go out and add J.K. Dobbins. They're going to be a problem. And then even on – we're not talking about defense right now, but I'm pretty impressed with their defense too, adding Calais Campbell. Ravens, are gonna, they're going to be there. And Lamar says he's tired of losing. Let's see what happens there. Good point, Quigley.
You take care, sir, and be safe.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Quigley. I love the formalities over the past couple of nights. You hear that, Stu? Last night I was called Mr. Jackson. Tonight I'm called Sir. I think I'm going to have to do the show in a suit and a tie pretty soon.
You might have to. Yeah, we have some pretty nice and proper listeners, I would say.
Yeah, everybody is so formal. I'm waiting for somebody to call up that had maybe one too many. But listen, don't do that, people. Just be safe out there, okay? Do not do that. The phone line, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the top offense. Who's going to have the best offense in the NFL? I will continue to take your phone calls when we come back. We got plenty of folks on the line. I'm going to make sure if you call up, we're going to get you on.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about dynamic offenses. Michael Irvin says the Dallas Cowboys adding CeeDee Lamb is like Kevin Durant going to the Golden State Warriors. I think that's a gross exaggeration, but I get his point. Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, Ezekiel Elliott, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott. That sounds like a pretty damn good offense to me. But they're not the only team that's going to make some noise offensively. We know the top contenders, the Chiefs, the Ravens. We have some squads I think will surprise some people. The Bucks should obviously put some points up. Otherwise, it would be a massive disappointment. So we've opened up the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. What NFL team is going to have the most explosive offense? Who is going to put up the most points? Phone lines are busy. Let's get right to them. We got Ray calling up from Houston. Ray, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, how's it going there?
I'm good. Shoot.
I'm going to give you a team. They may not have the best offense, but I believe they're going to have one of the top four offenses, and nobody's talking about them, and rightfully so because of the trade they made in the offseason. If they stay healthy, do
Texans.
Not sleep on the offense of the Houston Texans.
They basically have
a plethora of receivers for Watson to throw to that will be fast and can take the top off of defense.
Yeah.
The only problem with that is that they just need to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And if they can stay healthy, then I like their chances, especially with Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's talking about them, but that's going to be a team to watch if those receivers can stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Ray, do you know how many times you just said if?
Well,
I just say you said
I like their receivers. I like their receivers.
Yeah, well, we gotta make sure one guy's legs work. We gotta make sure the other guy stays out of concussion protocol. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ifs, but there's so many ifs. I ain't sure. I mean, if we got five ifs on the board, how many ifs ain't going to work?
But it can be an if for every team, though. I mean,
Well, that's the name of the game. It's football. They ain't out there playing patty cake. But the Houston Texans, we know this. The Houston Texans, it seems like their players are more susceptible to injuries than in their head coach. It seems like his brain is susceptible to erring judgment every now and then. The Houston Texans, like you said, they got a lot of ifs. Do they have talent? Yes. A lot of NFL teams have talent. And the Texans, yeah, they can surprise folks after this trade. But a lot of those ifs got to fall in line. I don't disagree with you, Ray, but that's a lot of ifs.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Hey, you have a good night now.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate it. That's the good part about watching the games. We get a chance to see. I appreciate that. You don't find that out by going on paper. Look, we're going to have one of these offensive teams that I named, some of these offensive teams that you named. Some of them are going to go out there and look like a complete joke. Maybe it'll be the Buccaneers. That'd be fun now, wouldn't it? Tom Brady goes to Tampa Bay and, well, who am I fooling? Unless that offensive line turns to nothing, that offense is going to work out. We got Hayden calling up from Alabama. Hayden, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
What's up, JR? How you doing, my man?
I'm terrific. What team you talking about?
Well, I don't want to go into, I don't want to jump in to, you know, Chiefs or Ravens because we all know they're going to be great. Nothing surprising, you know what I'm saying? But I want to go two teams, two of the best teams that I think are going to shock a lot of people this year. And I wouldn't say shock, like, just, well, I guess I would say.
Well, Hayden, let me know the team. What team is it?
I'm sorry, my man. I'm going to go Cowboys, and I'm going to go Cleveland. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, they got a lot of offensive talent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do. I mean, we have Nick Chubb, who almost led the league in rushing. You have Jarvis Landry, who's unfortunately been dealing with an injury. I put it to you this way, and we spoke about this last night. When I gave my top six list of players who have the most to prove, Baker Mayfield was number two. Because if Baker Mayfield don't work out, his behind may be on that bench or he may be out of Cleveland. You know, with Beckham and then Hooper, he's a solid pass catcher. I don't know if he's deserving all the money that he got. Well, I guess he is. They paid it to him. Everything in Cleveland is going to be a disappointment if they don't put points up.
Yes, sir. Kind of like last year, you know what I'm saying?
Kind of like who? Oh, last year.
Like last year. With the
But after a while, last year becomes passé. And how many last years can you have before you're out of a job? And I think that's what a lot of the Browns are looking at. Appreciate you, Hayden.
Thank you, man. I love your show, man. Thank you. Keep it up. You're the man, JR. You're the man.
No, I'm just trying to be like you, Hayden. Just trying to be like you. Let's move over a little bit in the country. Next door is Jim in Louisiana. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. I think I know where this is going. You're going to tell me the Saints, aren't you?
You know I'm going to tell you the Saints. I want to refute what Q-Ball said. I mean, come on. CD Lamb, I can't. The dude's great. If you look at our offense, we just added Emmanuel Sanders.
Yes.
You know, Drew's arm ain't what it used to be, but he's still good enough to make the passes. And then we got Jameis Winston that came in right behind him.
Wait, Jim. You want to tell me about the New Orleans Saints offense, and one of the names that you want to bring up is Jameis Winston?
I know 30 for 30, but he's going to learn from Drew.
So what? You better hope he ain't playing.
No. It depends where he throws the interception at, too.
What do you think? You think he's gonna line up next to Taysom Hill and they're just gonna all three quarterbacks are gonna be on the field at one time? What's going on?
I don't know, but we got some good quarterbacks there. You gotta admit that. For depth, we got some great depth.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just sure, Jim. But I'm not gonna talk about the New Orleans Saints offense and I'm not gonna bring up Jameis Winston. You're a Saints fan. Do you wanna see Jameis Winston on the field?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, there you
I mean, I'd rather see Drew.
Yeah, I think everybody.
Him or Taysom ain't bad. And you got Taysom as a tight end. He's like the X Factor. He can come in there anytime and do anything.
Yeah, we know. One day maybe he'll have the job, even though he's getting old.
I know, and you got Kamara and you got Latavius Murray. Come on.
Okay. Now, Jim,
running backs.
Now, Jim, now you're talking about something, and thank you for calling from Louisiana. If I'm going to talk about the Saints offense, some of the names that I'm going to say is, well, it's actually good that Alvin Kamara looks like he's going to be healthy this year. The name Jameis Winston is not going to come out of my mouth. I'm avoiding him like the plague. If I'm a Saints fan, I do not want to see Jameis Winston unless it's some type of trick or gadget play. Keep his behind on the bench. Let him learn and go play somewhere else. Or maybe try to show up when Drew's retired. Mark is calling up from Maine. Mark, you on CBS Sports Radio. Which team is going to have the best offense?
Good evening, JR. Pleasure being on here, man. You know, first off, I got to say really quick, people are delusional, especially in Texas.
Oh.
The Cowboys, they won 95 the last time. If you ask a Cowboy fan, they should have won 25 Super Bowls by now. It's just insane. Even when Quincy Carter was playing, Drew Henson, they still said 16-0 Super Bowl. And I love Brandon Cooks. I knew the guy at Oregon State. The Texans, are you kidding me? David Johnson's barely able to walk. And I won't even get into Carolina, Cleveland, whatever. But, I got to pitch my Buccaneers. I think there's three teams, right? I love what you said about the Saints. Michael Thomas, Kamara, Drew Brees, every single day, unstoppable on any given drive. Obviously, the Chiefs probably get my vote. Look, the Buccaneers, you're dealing with two receivers that are better than anyone on the Cowboys, for starters, in my opinion. And then you're dealing with this amazing camaraderie of Gronk, if he can run it, I don't know. But, you have that. You have Tom Brady. He's got to learn a new playbook. I get it. Short time. He's in distance learning. I get all that. But if there's one person I'm going to trust to learn a playbook, it's going to be Tom Brady. And the icing on the cake, you got Bruce Arians, the QB whisperer. I mean, if he can bring Carson Palmer back from the brink of nothing to a Pro Bowler,
I think Carson was just pretty much tired of playing in Cincinnati. He almost damn near quit. Mark, I appreciate you for calling up from Maine. You were breaking up there a little bit at the end, but no, I agree with you. Look, if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers don't light it up, I mean, I don't know what Tom Brady does in his off time. I feel like he doesn't eat anything. I don't feel like he drinks anything. I would assure that, Tom Brady probably doesn't have a cigarette. Maybe he has a cigar. If that offense goes down in flames and they don't put up points, I get take to some island that nobody's ever heard of. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Justin. Justin, who has the best offense?
Yeah, I think obviously it's going to be the Cowboys, what we've been talking about the whole time. I mean, you got CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, and Amari Cooper. Then you got Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott. Plus, you got a new coaching change, right? You got Mike McCarthy, who's coached a lot of good quarterbacks himself. And then you got Blake Jarwin. I believe he's going to have a good year because you're going to have to deal with all the wide receivers. So I feel like Blake Jarwin's going to get a lot of touches this year. I feel like you really got three wide receivers who can average 10 touchdowns, apiece. So that you're talking 30 touchdowns just with your wide receivers, not to mention Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard and Blake Jarwin.
Yeah, Justin, it's no doubt about it. The Dallas Cowboys right now, they basically pick your poison. Justin, I appreciate you for calling up from Louisville.
All right, thank you.
No doubt about it. Let's go down to Alabama and talk to Nick. Nick, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me the best offense, Nick.
I'm going with the Falcons, man. They get Julio, which, in my opinion, is still the best receiver in the game. You got Calvin Ridley, and you got Laquan Treadwell. Not to mention, Todd Gurley. I think it's time for Matt Ryan to step up. I think the Falcons can surprise some people.
You want Matt Ryan to step up into what? I mean, what do you want him to step up into?
I'm just saying, now he ain't got no more excuses.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily blame Matt Ryan. How about we blame Dan Quinn?
Well, I mean, too, but I'm just saying there's no more excuses for Matt Ryan. It's game time. It's either now or never.
Matt Ryan has been putting up points for years. Matt Ryan he's been putting up Hall of Fame numbers. He's been an MVP. I don't know if he's going to the Hall of Fame, but, let's give Matt Ryan a break here. Nick, I appreciate you for calling up from Alabama. Let's go to Indiana. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, you on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead. Mark?
Hello?
Yeah, you on, Mark?
I'm going to say the Cowboys, but the one thing they have to do is Dak Prescott has to step up. Like, he has all the offense and everything, but I feel like he has another gear in him.
He has another gear. What's the next gear for Dak Prescott? You want him to be a Pat Mahomes? I mean, what do you want from him? What he is what he is to me.
Well, he's like a 10 to 15. He's in the 10 to 15 category, but I feel like he needs to step up to be a top 10 quarterback.
Well, I think he has the talent to do that. His numbers are certainly serviceable every single season. Last year, he threw for almost 5,000 yards and had 30 touchdowns. I mean, what do you want him to do? Go six? What do you want him to do? Joe Burrow numbers? You want him to have 60 TDs? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think he can step up a little bit, but
okay.
But he's doing pretty good.
No, he's doing pretty damn good. He's doing $35 million worth of good. Mark, thank you for calling up from Indiana. Yeah, listen, there's no doubt about it. Prescott has so much offensive firepower around him. He's in a great position to continue putting up solid numbers and eventually probably getting that contract that he wants. I mean, we know he's been itching to get paid. And no, I mean, we had a caller last night who was talking about Dak Prescott like he wants to get paid like Mahomes. That ain't the case. He just wants more flexibility in the length of his contract. He doesn't want Pat Mahomes' money. I think that's ridiculous. Can you imagine going in to Jerry Jones' office, his agent, and saying, hey, listen, I want that money plus one. What Pat Mahomes is getting a year, I want one. It's ridiculous. He's getting laughed out of the room. It's not happening. We got a lot of callers here. I want to make sure that we can get everybody on. So don't you move. We're going to continue this conversation. And then also, when we come back, we got more to do. We got some NBA playoff action going on right now. It's not looking good for the Blazers. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.